We've just come from a luncheon honoring the Crystal Star Awards of Excellence in Dropout Prevention. And today we are talking with Tracy Mooring and Nakia Lyons from Wilson County Department of Social Services in Wilson, North Carolina. So it just goes to show you the Crystal Star Award winners are not just schools, but community organizations, community service organizations such as this. So congratulations to both of you for the Success in School program. And we're looking forward to hearing what this is all about. So why don't we start with you, Tracy? Why don't you tell us what need you saw in your community in Wilson, North Carolina, that you felt compelled to write a proposal to seek funding?
Well, we have, we actually supervise child care subsidy, and we saw such a need for, you know, we've got teen parents in middle school and high school that were dropping out. And there were so many barriers involved in why they were dropping out. And we wanted to go after some grant funding and try to put a program together to try to keep these girls in school. We did research back in 2008 that showed that just the teen parents that we served at social services, there was a 33% that remained in school, which was that was really a low number for us. Since the program, it's in the last 3 years, that 33%, because of the Success in School program, when we started it, it was, like I said, 33%. Now we've got at least, I think it's 85% of our teen moms that are actually staying in school, and we're trying to address those barriers. Some of those barriers are transportation, support services, tutoring services. We have a stipends program for these teens. We hold a MORE class, which is motivating others to be responsible employees during the summertime. We don't just drop them when school ends. So there's a lot there's a lot of services that we help provide these teens to help them stay in school.
So you wrote this proposal, got funded, and started to implement it. And so, Nakia, you're the one who has to make this happen. You are a teen parent case manager, so tell us some of the things that you do every day to help these young women.
We provide services as far as employment during the summertime, which is our temp employment services. We do the MORE class, as Tracy stated, which is motivation others to be responsible employees, and that is a one-week session that we have during the summertime. We provide tutoring services. We've set up tutoring services that is needed for those that need help in the different subjects. We provide transportation if they need transportation to and from school, if they miss the school bus. If they need transportation to the office for various reasons, we provide transportation to the office. We also have cell phones so that we can actually have one-on-one contact with them on a daily basis, because we find out that the cell phones is how we keep in contact with them.
Well, this is a very challenging problem in really every community of the teen parent situation. Most girls do drop out, and then you know very well what happens to these girls when they drop out, because they don't have a high school diploma, they have a child or one or more, and then they have the economic pressures, and it's a challenge to all communities. So the community supporting these girls through a very difficult time to help them achieve is a wonderful thing that you're doing. You've shown that these results are improving the percentage of students who are graduating and going on with their lives, and they're going to be ready for careers or post-secondary with the support of your community and your agency. Nakia, could you just give us one story about a success story? It's always good to hear and put a face on what happens to the children and the young people that we're serving.
Yes, I have. There was one teen that was on the verge of dropping out of high school because she had already had one child. And then she was bouncing from family to family, mother to father to sister. And she just had no family support. And she's reached out to me. And through the counseling, the tutoring, the transportation, the motivation, of course, she had her second child, but she graduated from high school and went on off to community college, and she's doing well.
Well, this is the sort of stories we love to share, and how communities come together, because it takes a community to have the success, and it's not just the burden of the schools. So you both represent an agency that stepped up to the plate. and is really making a difference in Wilson, North Carolina, and it's no wonder that you receive this award. So congratulations to both of you, Tracy and Nakia, and the Success in School program from Wilson, North Carolina, for being a 2011 NDPN Crystal Star Award of Excellence. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.